This is a little story I got for y'all. One you won't find in no books at all. About the streets, the game, and life on the run. About live by the vest and die by the gun. It was way back in the summer of 82 that I was born to bring a song to you. From day one they knew I'd be the best, cause I popped up fully strapped with a bulletproof vest. The doctor picked me up and he slapped my hide, so I slapped his ass back and took the keys to his ride. Then I was out like a light straight into the night, 4 hours old already getting in fights. By 1 year old the life was making me rich. At 2 years my first word was bitch. By 4 years old I had the neighborhood locked. I was taking over the city block by block, but something wasn't right. I just wasn't happy till I picked up the mic and I began rapping. That's when it really blew up and I got my first name. Big cause I'm large and run the biggest game. I was making big deals for big dollar bills. Big pimping, big limping, and carrying the big steel. So for about a year they just called me Big. The beginning of my fame and I was still a kid.
Big Fat Ice Dog. Big Fat Ice Dog.
And so I kept it up, my dope rhymes were blazing. People stopped me in the streets like, dog, you amazing. We never heard nothing like you before, so please get on the mic and then give us some more. In this fashion I kept the parties hot, busting out the clubs and blowing up the spot. And then it got to the point where they couldn't get enough, and they all said, yo, Big, record this stuff. Now that made sense, and I wanted the cash, but I didn't want to sign to no corporate trash. Well, to make my own label, I needed some fun, so I did what anybody else would have done. I put my hoes in double duty, working the streets, got all the pushers selling dope for me. I was making money fast, hand over fist. I know y'all wish you could do it like this. I was already big, but now I was king. I bought an airplane and my full knuckle ring. And from all this, I finally made my own label. Got fresh records spinning on every turntable. Started calling me Fat now that I was on fire, cause Big just couldn't describe my empire. There's half the story of the BFID. Barely 10 years old and had a city praising me.
Big Fat Ice Dog. Big Fat Ice Dog.
Was on top of the world and my game was tight. Still rocking the clubs each and every night. Still pimping the hoes, still running the show. Still the Mac Daddy making bitches fight. Well, it was all good and it was all right, but eventually came the time to test my might. It all started one day with some bitch named Joe, who pumped 6 shots into one of my hoes. Couldn't let him disrespect and continue with life, so I found out where he lived and I tied up his wife. And on the mantle I left a note: meet me in my club, but that's all she wrote. Well, it worked out great and it worked out grand, cause this bitch fell for me and she spilled the whole plan. Joe was working for some other kid, trying to come up like the shit I did. She said she didn't know what his name was, or where he was at, or what his game was. Well, after some talking and a little alizé, I turned the hoe out and went to make Joe pay. With some persuasion, Joe turned into a rat. As he laid on the floor, we had a nice little chat about wanting to shoot this and wanting to shoot that, but mainly about his boss, little skinny fire cat.
Big Fat Ice Dog. Big Fat Ice Dog.
Rolled up on his crib with bitch dog and my 9. I didn't give a shit about doing no time. I got to the door, I knew shit was going down, and I was ready to pop this clown. But then out from behind came some fools with gats, and at the door came the skinny fire cat. So I busted off caps all around me, but these motherfuckers were beginning to surround me. I screamed, you'll pay for what you've done. Then I stared at the cat while he pulled his gun. I caught 2 in my chest, straight through the vest. He kept on popping and I felt the rest. I caught 4 in the head, 2 in the thigh. Hit me once in the knee, 3 times in the eye. Popped 6 more shots into my back, and then grabbed another gun off his gun rack. All in all, it took half a day. 8 guns, 40 clips, and a couple grenades. And in the 10 hours it took for me to pass away, I thought about how we'll meet again someday. And to wrap up the story of the I and the D, well, it comes from my boys and what they tell me. They say, put them on ice, dog, for flexing on you. And now you know that the name rings true.
Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon. Something like a phenomenon.
Big Fat Ice Dog.
You know who it is.
Something like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't fuck
Big
with the
Fat
baby.
Ice Dog.
That's right.
Something like a phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
Something like a phenomenon.
Say it again, girl.
Big Fat Ice Dog.
Yeah.
Something like a phenomenon.
There it is.
Something like a phenomenon.
You know you want it.
Something like a phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
Big Fat Ice Dog.